More older Americans are living alone, but a staggering number of those seniors are experiencing social isolation and dementia symptoms. The results of a decades-long study from the University College London on the impact of loneliness and isolation has shown that both loneliness and infrequent contact with friends and family can, independently, shorten a person's life. Learn more about the dangers of seniors living alone. According to AARP, nearly 90% of people over age 65 want to stay at home for as long as possible. Living at home and staying in a familiar community may offer benefits to seniors' emotional well-being, but research indicates that a staggering number of seniors who should be receiving assisted living care are still living at home in many cases, alone. To some of us, the answer may seem obvious: make the move to an assisted living community where social activity, health monitoring and medication management is all included. However, moving to senior living can be a difficult decision, particularly if your loved one is not keen on moving. The Administration on Aging reports that about 29%, or 11.3 million older adults, lived alone in 2010. At the same time, it's estimated that over 12% of seniors 65 and older, more than 5 million, need assistance with long-term care to perform activities of daily life. Those seniors who are low income or live in poverty are even more likely to live at home rather than in a facility, even if they require more care. The numbers for individuals with Alzheimer's or dementia are, quite frankly, startling. Of the 60 to 70% of seniors with dementia living in the community, 25% live alone, reports the Alzheimer's Association. Andrew Steptoe, a professor of psychology at University College London, says he was surprised by the results of the social isolation study. Both social isolation and loneliness appeared initially to be associated with a greater risk of dying, he says. But it was really the isolation which was more important when living alone is unsafe. If we want our loved ones to remain safe and healthy, it's important to make sure their environment is appropriate to their physical needs, particularly if they're showing early signs of cognitive impairment. If you notice that your loved one needs help with daily activities such as eating, bathing, and dressing, they may have decreased cognitive functioning associated with early or middle stage dementia. Even in their own home, the combination of poor eyesight and minor safety hazards can put seniors at risk for falls, broken hips, and even death. Keeping track of physical symptoms, mental health, and senior nutrition is of critical importance. Warning signs that living alone is no longer safe for an older adult include medication management issues, poor eyesight, social isolation, forgetting appointments, unable to keep up with daily chores and housekeeping, poor nutrition or malnutrition, home safety hazards such as poor lighting and loose carpeting, unable to pay bills on time. Here are 20 facts about senior isolation to help you stay informed. 1. Senior isolation increases the risk of mortality. According to a 2012 study in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, both social isolation and loneliness are associated with a higher risk of mortality in adults aged 52 and older. One possible explanation: people who live alone or lack social contacts may be at increased risk of death if acute symptoms develop, because there is less of a network of confidants to prompt medical attention. Efforts to reduce isolation are the key to addressing the issue of mortality, said the study's authors. 2. Feelings of loneliness can negatively affect both physical and mental health. Regardless of the facts of a person's isolation, seniors who feel lonely and isolated are more likely to report also having poor physical and/or mental health, as reported in a 2009 study using data from the National Social Life, Health, and Aging Project. connecting seniors with social resources, such as senior centers and meal delivery programs, is one way to combat subjective feelings of isolation. 3. Perceived loneliness contributes to cognitive decline and risk of dementia. Dr. John Cacioppo, a neuroscientist and psychologist at the University of Chicago, has been studying social isolation for 30 years. One frightening finding is that feelings of loneliness are linked to poor cognitive performance and quicker cognitive decline. We evolved to be a social species, says a Dr. Cacioppo. It's hardwired into our brains, and when we don't meet that need, it can have physical and neurological effects. 4. Social isolation makes seniors more vulnerable to elder abuse. Many studies show a connection between social isolation and higher rates of elder abuse, reports the National Center on Elder Abuse. Whether this is because isolated adults are more likely to fall victim to abuse, or a result of abusers attempting to isolate the elders from others to minimize risk of discovery, researchers aren't certain. A critical strategy for reducing elder abuse is speaking up. Abuse, neglect, and exploitation often go unreported. As for prevention, maintaining connections with senior loved ones helps us ensure their safety. 5. LGBT seniors are much more likely to be socially isolated. LGBT seniors are twice as likely to live alone, according to SAGE, Services and Advocacy for GLBT Elders. They are more likely to be single and they are less likely to have children, and they are more likely to be estranged from their biological families. Stigma and discrimination are major roadblocks to support for LGBT seniors. But there are more and more community groups and online resources devoted to helping these elders avoid isolation. 6. Social isolation in seniors is linked to long-term illness. In the PNAS study mentioned above, illnesses and conditions such as chronic lung disease, arthritis, impaired mobility, and depression were associated with social isolation. Ensuring appropriate care for our loved ones' illnesses can help prevent this isolation. For homebound seniors, phone calls and visits can be a critical part of connecting with loved ones. Others may find that moving to an assisted living community addresses both issues, the need for ongoing care and the desire for companionship. 7. Loneliness in seniors is a major risk factor for depression. Numerous studies over the past decade have shown that feeling loneliness is associated with more depressive symptoms in both middle-aged and older adults. One important first step is recognizing those feelings of loneliness, isolation, and depression and seeking treatment, whether it's on your own behalf or for the sake of a loved one. 8. Loneliness causes high blood pressure. A 2010 study in Psychology and Aging indicated a direct relationship between loneliness in older adults and increases in systolic blood pressure over a 4-year period. These increases were independent of race, ethnicity, gender, and other possible contributing factors. Early interventions for loneliness, say the study's authors, may be key to preventing both the isolation and associated health risks. 9. Socially isolated seniors are more pessimistic about the future. According to the National Council on Aging, socially isolated seniors are more likely to predict their quality of life will get worse over the next 5-10 years, are more concerned about needing help from community programs as they get older, and are more likely to express concerns about aging in place. The National Association of Area Agencies on Aging says community-based programs and services are critical in helping ward off potential problems and improving quality of life for older people. 10. Physical and geographic isolation often leads to social isolation. 1 in 6 seniors living alone in the United States faces physical, cultural, and/or geographical barriers that isolate them from their peers and communities, reports the National Council on Aging. This